Okay, everybody's. Yeah, what up? We back with it with the talk about it. That was mad
funny. Shirley Dunn Dunn.
Shirley Dunn Dunn. That was. What?
Yo, we need to find you a better entrance, man. That one. That ain't it, Chief.
You diddly done did it.
Can you do better?
Literally. Can just you be do like, welcome can back.
You, can you do better?
Let's talk about it.
It's mad.
Welcome back.
Well, we can have intro.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right.
That's bad for
you. I'm going to learn the entire.
The whole song for that?
The intro of that.
No, we don't need
it. I think I owe it now to our listeners.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we should get a girl to know how to sing the
comments. To all our listeners and supporters, I owe you. I'm going to recite the entire intro of that TV show.
Welcome back, welcome back.
And no, I'm not a dinosaur.
All right, guys, this episode is going to be about some worldly destruction stuff. So we're going to start out. Yeah, of course, man. Let's start with the first question is, if you could slash the world's population by instantly eliminating all who answered yes to a question of your choice, what would that be?
Make sure you shout that person out.
Shout out to, man, I don't even know how to pronounce this. This is a Reddit post by Mini Delphin, I think.
Wasn't it?
U/Mini Delphin, I think. Shout out on Reddit.
No, thank you.
That's the wrong name. We apologize. Just correct it. For me, if you can slash the world's population by instantly eliminating all who answered yes to a question of your choice, what would that question be? My question would be, are you a billionaire? Only about...
That's 1%, bro.
Yeah, but that 1% got to die, and that billion is going back to everybody.
So if all... That's not how money works. So if all the billionaires die, you do know all the thousandaires that work for the companies that are owned by the billionaires are now unemployed, right?
No, it's not. The next person in line just works up.
Oh, so the next billionaire. So you killed the first line and just have other billionaires.
Yeah, but like the fact that I killed that first, I sure did. The fact that you killed that first wave of billionaires, everybody else is going to hesitate now.
They're going to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh shit, the last wave of billionaires, everybody died because they had an overabundance. Let me just chill. Let me try to share this wealth equally and see how this works out.
Wow. So, well, yeah, that I think that would level the playing field.
What about y'all? What question would you ask?
Quap.
I'm going last. I told you that already.
Angel.
Are you a Giants fan?
That's fucked
up. Nah, they
gonna
kill
everybody, Angel. I'm a Giants fan, Angel.
You're thinking about yourself. You're literally thinking about yourself.
You gotta subliminally say yes and get disappeared. I don't feel too good, Quark.
All right.
Since I don't want to be petty, I'm going to be petty too. Hell yeah.
Well, it don't say.
No.
It don't say you got to tell the truth.
Wait a minute. So you want to kill yourself too?
Yeah, because you drink Jameson.
Answering yes to the question gets you
don't
killed.
Don't me.
You and Angel didn't think
oh,
this
shit.
Through.
Oh, shit. Answering yes gets you killed?
That's why I said pass on.
Answering yes gets you killed.
Has to be something you're opposed to.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't get to keep the people you like.
Keon gonna
that's
be like,
what I thought it was.
Keon gonna be like, do you drink Jameson? Shit. Like,
God damn it.
I don't feel too good.
You who asked the question, you just is gone. That's going.
He gonna be like, look at all these idiots disappearing. He gonna start fading and shit. Aw, oh, damn it.
Alright, I'll say, do you think Star Wars is trash?
Oh, I'm gone.
You said Star Wars is trash?
Wars, yeah.
I think
you
it's
think
trash.
Star Wars is trash.
Whole population of the planet.
I think it's trash.
Yeah.
That's a planetary question. Is Star Wars trash?
Yeah.
The Eskimos that never saw it, they got to answer this question too?
Go on.
You're asking the whole planet.
That's it. Fuck it.
This is crazy.
I can't really think of a question right now.
You had 20 minutes to think.
So did you. You still didn't come up with
one. Oh, mine's good. And it's hot. Oh. And it's there. And it's very relevant.
Since I'm going to let Angel go first. No, you last.
Angel didn't go yet. He passed to you, and now you send it back to him. Okay.
Would you guys ever have my chili again?
Oh, we're going to be... Yo, first of all, let's take a second. Let's take a second to talk about some bomb-ass chili that Angel made.
That's fucked up.
The chili was bomb, but I ain't dying for that shit.
That chili was bomb.
I'm going to die for chili? Not even a country, just the whole population.
Nah. Angel, cook any... Angel, can I get another bowl? You just going to hit a glass break on the floor?
I would love to see you cook a worldwide bowl of chili for everybody.
I would be honored to do that shit, man. That'd be
just to make everybody say yes, so then everybody could die.
Yo,
you're crazy.
By the 14th hour, you're like, fuck it.
It's getting to the point where it's just cows on a conveyor belt. And
more chili to the skillet.
Skillet.
He gonna be in the back. I forgot the fucking chives.
Could that really happen?
All right, would you not be a major adult film male star?
Oh shit!
Wait, that's your question to get rid of half the planet? Kids got to answer this.
Would you not?
Okay, sorry, children.
It's a lucrative. It's lucrative.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No money in male.
I'm trying to help the kids.
Fuck them kids. So you're trying to get the kids to say yes so they can die? He said, would you not? They would say yes.
Yeah, say no.
Would you not?
I just fixed the whole thing. I said say no.
Double negative is a positive. They would all become male porn stars, even the girls.
Be a lot of content on Pornhub.
Be a lot of content on the cemetery. Yeah. It's going to be a busy week. Man.
Okay, Angie went. Your turn. What's
y'all really
your,
didn't
what's
think
question?
This question through at all? Y'all ain't think it through?
Me, I thought mine's through. I'm getting rid of all
I thought yes was, was. I thought yes was good.
It was pretty challenging. You can't kill them.
The yes is not the good.
Yeah, yes is not.
With this.
No, you want them to say yes so you can kill them.
All right, real question.
If you say yes is bad.
Is race relative? I'm sorry.
Oh,
is race
shit.
Relevant?
To the question.
No, does race exist? That would be the real question. And if it does, is it relevant?
Dubai half the people in the world.
Half.
Whoever answered yes to that question got to go. We're going to start over without these niggas.
You said half?
Bye.
I guarantee you there'd only be like 70.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, there'd only be like 30% of the population of the world left out.
Well, beautiful. To answer honestly, if they answer honestly, it'd probably be 50.
Nah. It'd be way more than that disappear.
Because all the black power people are going to say yes too. And I like y'all, but you might have to go too.
all them Hoteps. And
oh, the Hoteps going to be...
Yo,
hold
I, yo, one time I had somebody tell me, I don't drink white milk because it's evil. I only drink chocolate milk.
Mm.
And I'm like, so...
Put more sugar in the sugar milk.
I was like, where do you think chocolate milk comes from? Like
black cows.
Black Dad. Cows? Like cows with afros and shit?
Moo, motherfucker.
I would you know, so like to have that person on this panel.
You know where the cows that...
We would have a field day with that.
Uh-uh. It's coming.
No. I'm sorry, man.
It's coming. You know where the cows come from that make chocolate milk?
Africa?
Wakanda.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I mean, damn. I got clapped in that one.
So I think it's still up the corner trying to sell religion. I was in Jersey the other day. Whatever. I was out there for whatever reason. In Jersey. So I got caught at a red light trying to cross the street real quick. And everybody in Jersey, shout out to Newark. Everybody in Newark decides to either be Israelite or Nation of Islam. All combination of the two is like a gypsy man, which is weird because that nigga took a train me. Son straight up looked like Pycon from Dragon Ball Z. He had some shit on his head.
Oh, like the tornado cat?
Nah, Pycon is the green dude that Goku fought, whatever.
Yeah, he did the tornado move shit.
He green.
Yeah.
He had a heavy hat. Dude looked like that, whatever. So I get caught at the light.
Piccolo's cousin.
My homeboy, he wasn't Namek, but I got you. You
make it.
Homeboy tries to talk to me about like some shit that had to do with religion. I said, bro, I'm 35 years old. You think I'm out here looking for a religion at this point? Do it look like I want to talk to people? Nigga, I'm waiting for this light to change so I get my eyes back where I belong. You come back from your corner and go hustle that religion, my nigga. But so yeah, that was my take on it.
They out there pushing religion.
Whoa. what? I'm selling it. I'm trying to hit all the little young girls. Hey, queen, beautiful, empress. All right. How many fat Charles you got?
14th wife.
How many Charles you got? Yeah, that was a good question. That's a good way to thin out the herd.
Straight up.
You get into the people and see what they actually find important. Not to knock everybody else's questions. Y'all came up with some good ideas.
Ideas? It wasn't a good question.
So you want to kill a billionaire?
Killing all the billionaires.
Billionaires make jobs.
No, they don't.
And, like, do you see the thing you on right now?
Billionaires are the greatest pyramid scheme ever created.
Yeah. Have fun with it. Now figure a way to get on top or somewhere in the middle. Stop crying about being on the bottom. Because you see what you're using right now? That wasn't created by a poor person in the house.
Reddit?
Not just Reddit. The machine you're on.
Oh, the laptop.
Yeah, it comes from things.
Well, the laptop was created by a billionaire who paid somebody who didn't get the shine that they were supposed to get.
And you got a laptop out of it, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't
you got a
stop
laptop.
The fact that...
Fuck what happened with them.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop the fact that somebody got somebody else's credit because of their financial gain or just because of the fact that they're financially able to do something.
They're back.
Dolomite.
So everything's going to work out for you.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about that.
But that was a movie.
So,
yeah. I'm not going with the editor.
I don't know nothing about that.
I was not around when that shit was happening.
Yeah, I have no idea about nothing about
still,
that.
He paid him for it, what he thought it was worth. And he gave him what he expected. And if I big up you, you're bad. I don't own shit.
So I can't even speak on that because I have no idea about what y'all talking about.
So about electricity.
So, Thomas Edison. That's my guy.
Nah, chill. I'm not trying to get fired behind this shit. This is all funny games, but I need my job.
Yeah, relax. You work for the
I work for the man. A while.
The man.
So, next question: if you could pick one person from history and hang out with them for a day, who would it be?
Prince.
And why?
Nigga said Prince. He said history. Prince. You pick Prince? Oh, you might have a
Michael Jackson. Maybe.
Why are you only want to hang out with the guys that might be gay? First of all, he didn't pick no real niggas. He didn't say Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Nigga said Prince and Michael Jackson. That's gonna be a nasty party. Where you trying to go, Studio 54?
Nah, never.
No, what y'all gonna do? Talk about stuff?
Let's talk about music.
Oh, music. Oh, okay. Just so that's why you want to meet them.
Yeah, just music.
I thought you thought they were just dope humans.
No. Just music is my thing.
So then you gotta say, yo, Prince, I want to hang out with you today. He'd be like, sure, come over. Then you're gonna leave you at the end of the gate, close the gate, and just stand over there and eat bananas and pancakes. So you're enjoying yourself?
Oh, shit.
Is it everything you thought it would be?
I want
in circles in front of you. From. The gate.
I want to hang out with Sanford and Son.
Wait, Sanford and Son or Red
Both,
Fox?
Man. Both Red Fox and
Son. I take back my answer.
Oh, because you didn't think it through again.
I didn't. Shut up.
You killed all the children, bro.
Sanford and Son for me.
Why Sanford and Son?
Because their house is a mess. It's like a junkyard. Just want to just chill.
You just
want
to hang out?
Just hang out with them. Just chill.
You big dummy.
I'm even gonna put on my own overalls, man, and just like hang out right there next to Red Fox while he just complains about life and his wife up there.
Elizabeth, I'm coming. Angel, you big dummy, you throwing out the washing machine that works. You think you're strong? Dumbass.
And I'll be like, my bad. What the hell's that mean? Why not hang out with Sanford?
But we can only pick one person, right?
Yeah, one person.
Oh, that's gonna be trash.
Well, Red Fox.
Nah, you can pick
that's
two.
It. Just
pick one. Yeah. Pick two.
Well, who is you gonna pick?
The combination of people you're gonna pick.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Try to get a spoiler alert. I just wanted to know if it has to be one person. It might be two persons, but relatively one person.
Okay.
I mean, but when you put it like that, just
no. Yeah. You go.
If it's like
you
go. For me, mine's Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee?
Oh, yeah, that's a dope Lee. Choice.
That's a really good choice.
That's a dope choice.
Oh, Mine's definitely.
You might not have such a good time.
But let me show you a little something.
No, but to be fair, like, I know people who knew him when he was alive, so like, I wouldn't say that immediately. Because like, I have stories from, you know, his thing. He's a great person in history. He's up there with Malcolm in my book. Had Malcolm and Bob was my trifecta when I was a kid. I would not want to spend a day without Marley, though. That's going to be a fucking long
You're gonna smoke in
wait.
No, you're gonna.
If I were you.
What are we gonna do? Smoke weed and talk shit?
You're gonna fail every test.
God, you know, it's like in life sometimes y'all for me.
Yo, Molly family, don't come for me because y'all got a lot of money. I'm not getting sued. I love Robert. I love Robert Nesta.
yeah, that's mine. Mine's is Bruce Lee.
I probably spend
philosophy.
I'd probably spend a day with the person who started the KKK.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a dope choice.
Yeah, I would probably
just to
that.
See where you're
I was gonna pick Christopher Columbus, but he speaks Italian. What are we gonna talk about today? No.
And then he's gonna say he found
you. Italian Americans don't
he
come for me.
Discovered you.
Discovered you.
I discovered this.
No, he gonna be like, no, he gonna say, nigga, we know where we was going. We ain't discovered nothing.
Oh.
It wasn't a discovery. We went straight to the place we thought we was gonna land. No, but for reasons I would spend time with that would be to stop something before it spiraled out of control. Because now, wait, this is back to the race thing again. But now the way white supremacy, just the way it manifested in the poor white community, not the rich white community, the poor white community, they're twisted and they're militant about an idea that really doesn't exist. There's no, there's certain things with
it. But is it working for them?
Oh, white supremacy. What? Is it working for them?
Is it working for them?
They fucked up in Ohio. They fucked up in West Virginia.
Is it fair to say that they're just naive and ignorant and
I wouldn't say naive and ignorant. They're
misled?
No, misled, absolutely.
Definitely misled.
They're so adamant in the conversation that was put on them to keep them in the place they are today.
That usually, being adamant is...
There's no white supremacist that's owning a Fortune 500 company today. They're working for the factory that produces the goods for it. And I'm not saying that white people is my issue, but if we're going to fix something, we can start there. And then we can move around. But then I also might go, I burn my shot. That's it. That's the biggest issue. Because we could work on the other shits individually. But that one, spend a day with that person. See where his head is at.
So it makes him tick.
Sometimes it's not even enough time of that in a day.
Would it ever be like a case where, do you think it could be an occurrence that like you talk to him and it's a whole different situation than the people preaching it now? Because very similar to like the way gangs were created to like serve
that's
communities.
That's funny. I was just thinking that before when I was saying, oh, I could do the other thing, but we could serve that our own communities first. I was thinking about the gangs.
Exactly.
I was thinking about the Tookies. I was thinking about the people who started the shit that was like, yo, this is our block, our neighborhood. We have to protect ourselves against oppression. And then there was a square root to that. What was the oppression?
Yeah,
oppression.
Exactly.
That's why I went all the way back there.
Okay.
But then does that really stop the gangs?
What, if you stop white supremacy?
Like, if you stop the need to protect your neighborhood from outside
threats,
does that stop the other thing from happening? Not saying we said spend a day. We didn't say we could stop it.
So a chain reaction.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it would. I just think it would change the reasoning behind it. So I think there would still be gangs. I just don't think it would have started for the cause of protecting your community from that outside threat.
Somebody would have got their feelings stepped on.
Exactly. Somebody would have had something happen, and then they would have... A gang would have happened anyway.
The retaliation and boom, boom, boom. Because the energy was already there for that.
There's been gangs throughout time, period. Like Roman Empire.
That's a gang.
All Empire. It's all gangs. And I tell people this all the time. People get mad at me.
Decepticons, don't come for us. I know y'all niggas still active. He ain't
I know everybody's going to get mad at this because people did.
I didn't say come at. I didn't say I was coming at him.
I'm not
saying.
Trying to get sued or shot.
No, but a gang by definition is a group of persons who wear the same uniform.
Absolutely.
And have the same goal in mind.
And purport a common
so,
goal.
Yeah, so with that being said, cops are gang, firemen are a gang, nurses are a gang, military's a gang. I tell people that they get offended
military
because...
Military is gang.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not just gang.
Because people associate gangs with violence now and local... Like, they literally try to put it on, like, Bloods, Cribs, Latin Kings, all these type of
gangs. Nah, they buy their own guns.
But, yeah, exactly. Like, you have
all the militaries of
the
world are the best gangs.
They're the biggest gangs.
They don't have to buy their own guns.
You got to go through an initiation. You got to learn about it.
There's been, there's like a, it's sort of like a jargon sense of, like, when it comes to law enforcement, they're known as the legal gang.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's... Again, and I'll repeat myself in saying it's in a jargon type sense. but it's a common jargon that when it comes to law enforcement, police departments, any just law enforcement.
NYPD, I love y'all.
It's sort of like a nickname jargon. They are the legal. They're like the legal mafia, not legal gang, legal mafia. And that's what all
mafia
due respect.
Do not come
for us. I'm not just.
Oh,
yeah.
Please don't.
I want to say first and foremost that I do appreciate and acknowledge, and with all my heart, civil service, domestic and foreign, as far as like military and law enforcement, and all agencies.
Thank you for your service, everyone.
Just thank you for
especially the firemen
for your service, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I seen a post that was like, you never heard nobody make a song called "Fuck the Fire Department."
Yeah, because they don't game. I'm telling you, the fire department is I wouldn't say the real heroes.
They're the MVPs. They're the MVPs.
They're MVPs because they don't game. Even if let's say my mind is twisted, and I say I choose to be a bad person wearing this uniform, and I kill someone. There may be something in me that enjoys killing people that I gain from that. The fire department only saves people from dying. Even cats. Remember when they gave the cat mouth to mouth? They put the water in the cat mouth, mouth to mouth, the little kitten. Word. The fire department get busy across the planet. Like, that's a thankless job.
They're so respectful.
People in the church get more respect. Like, the cardinal, those Dolan people, they shouldn't get as much props as, like, the regular firefighter that just ran in a burning building to get a baby out.
Exactly. And four stories up.
Because remember, they can fail at their job, and there's no prosecution. If they don't save everyone in the building, they don't say, oh, you're getting written up, you missed one. And if they save everyone, they just did their job.
Yeah.
So it's a very thankless thing. I would never do that shit. Y'all leave that to the crazy people. There's a fight, I'm winning that way.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to all the civil servants, but the fire department, shout out to y'all, man.
We come to our next topic. In the event of the fall of civilization, what is your plan?
I'm getting a boat.
Just gonna try and rebuild.
I said I'm getting a boat.
Just a boat or like an ark?
Nah, more like a yacht.
Cause Noah had an ark.
I'm getting a yacht. Getting out of here. Not everybody can swim.
There's already pirates out there. You gonna get a boat?
Hold on. The Somali niggas got boats, Keon.
I am the captain now. Yeah. Look at me.
They ahead of you on this one.
Nah, my boat gonna be. I'm gonna be decked out.
Negative. I'm not going the water route.
You're not going the water route? Where did you go?
I'll never go the water route.
You gonna build a yurt?
Nah, I'm not building nothing. I'm gonna stay my ass right where I'm at. Like, just let it play out. I'm telling you, New York is gonna clear out because New York is so tech savvy.
Stole my shit.
No,
got it.
But here's my thing. Like, what are you talking about? Like, in terms of what? There could be so many different ways the world can end.
Not the world ending. Civilization.
How about this?
The internet is going. The banks is going.
What causes the fall of civilization?
Let's go back and say that Y2K happened. I know everybody remember that shit where all the electronics fucking. Mm-hmm. Shut down.
You're not getting your zombies because I see you, Angel. You want zombies.
I kind of want zombies.
You want zombies so you can.
I'm sorry, I want zombies.
You want to senselessly kill things that don't have any repercussion.
That's it.
Yeah, zombies. And you get to kill stuff now.
Stop reading me.
It's the only reason these zombie apocalypse shits are popping because so many people would do that if they had the opportunity.
Even what's that thing called? Purge? The Purge?
No.
Whoever made that is a sick person.
Yeah. Super sick.
Whoever made that is a sick person.
That is
like one day out the year you get to kill anybody you want just to let off steam. What kind of shit
that is
that?
I've had watching those movies. I've had dreams of me setting up automated sentry guns like facing down my staircase.
How many people? How many bullets would you put in that sentry gun?
It's gonna be a round of about 200.
Just 200 bullets.
It's a remote. It's just gonna straight down. It reacts on motion.
Shotgun shells.
It reacts on motion. It's like a Gatling gun. A sentry.
I know what a sentry is. Yeah, but that just means it's sitting there by itself.
And it's
but what kind of
it goes.
Gun
it goes by.
Set,
it goes by motion sensor. My bathroom's like way opposite of the staircase.
Where,
you've only been here like five times, right?
You said down the stairs, right?
Yeah, I said it. Well, it's pointing.
He said at an angle, like right there.
No, you said what angle you pointed at. He said down the stairs. That's quite specific. It's,
you set it up right at the top of the
45-degree angle. At the yeah, top 45 degree
angle. It's,
that's
it's
your
right,
angle.
And it's
no yeah. left and right.
The shit can malfunction. Who knows? You pointed at that. You said right there at the door, right there.
Oh no, yeah, no, you missed no, it. No, no. He said down the stairs, so it'll be right there, pointing that way. You think it's gonna be right here?
Yeah.
Just spin around like.
I'm not trying to install a ring motion sensor. I'm talking about an actual like deadly weapon.
This is a Gatling gun. I got bats.
Dude, that purge is fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so my point about that was that I would go to sleep, and I'm like, while I'm sleeping, I'm like mapping out and planning out and blueprinting, like, what if there was such thing as a purge? Like a purge. Like, how am I gonna? Yeah. minus Michael Jordan, like moving around with a silhouette. Yeah, the Christmas Michael Creed? Jordan Creed? Silhouette.
What's that?
Yeah.
Creed, the aliens know. From Captain Marvel?
Nah, it's the chip.
The Christmas Creed?
The cheap tree that you get.
You're smoking that Christmas Creed.
Christmas Creed?
You went to see Bob Marley with your burn. Yeah, I want to meet one guy. Smoked his ganja.
I had some too.
Today?
But back to civilizations, right? The falls of?
The fall of civilization.
Yeah, first off, the fall of civilizations, it's... It comes down to one civilization needing resources, and so they go seeking to other, you know, and they travel and they find other civilizations, and if they're able to, they overpower those civilizations and take everything as far as resources and just whether it's like fuel, provisions, things like that, and they overpower that other civilization, so that civilization just falls.
But here's I think you missed.
It's just a fall part.
Of
it's
all
a part
of civilization.
Of
all of.
All
this.
Of.
So everyone goes back to square one.
Well, then to me, I don't think it just entirely at one shot falls. It kind of trickles. It in my opinion, like it's
so you're
just
Negan.
One. Negan.
That's a different N word.
Minus the bashing in of human skulls. I mean, there are other ways to set an example and
you'll build
like
a whole,
to just
you'll get a group of people.
Remind of like leadership and
exactly. You're Negan.
Consequence. That was more about consequence than it was about leadership.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying
it's get down and lay down, basically.
I'm not trying to bash in skulls.
I'm getting right down.
Just
I'm
to make busy. A point.
What's
so you getting down?
I'm getting down.
What, with Negan?
I'm getting a bat. I'm
definitely getting down
somebody in their head. I'm...
Rick was cool, but
look,
sometimes Rick made bad decisions.
The fall of civilization happened.
Yeah,
we're going right
sure
back
did.
To
these
the
These niggas
Badlands.
Walking around, they saying, we
into
are Negan.
He was getting on my nerves.
That's pretty much
man.
The... Right?
Into the Badlands.
Into the Badlands is pretty much the
but
fall
then
of civilization.
But then there's new civilizations. Within Into the Badlands, there are civilizations. They become the plantations and... The opium, the poppy fields.
Yeah.
So that's still civilization, but
fire.
If civilization was to fall, I'd stay here. Same. Hell yeah.
We'll be better.
You know why? Because I wouldn't say we, but there's too many bitch assness in New York City to begin with. So if civilization fell, either those people are gonna run or die. Remember, this is a city made up of islands besides the Bronx.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah. You ain't gonna last, nigga. Not you. The people who
No.
Barely
I'm
making
just saying,
it today.
Like, I'm trying to... That island between...
This is the city of islands.
What are you trying to tell me?
Ellis Island?
Ellis. The other one, would they be having...
Reese?
Is that where they have
Roosevelt?
The... Roosevelt Island?
Roosevelt Island.
Fire Island.
Like, what are you?
Yeah, I mean,
Governor's Island.
Give us
Governor,
something.
Thank you.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Thinking, where they have the concerts and shit.
Yeah, Governor's
yeah,
Island.
Yeah.
You would try to take Governor's Island with your boat?
I'm not going
no,
there.
He said a yacht.
Your yacht.
With the yacht.
Still in the yacht, and I'm going out. Y'all can have fun
so
on
so
the
So he's going to learn how to use the boat today?
Keon, you're just going to gentrify
Mace,
the fall.
I'll figure it out. It's open water. What I'm going to do, crash into open water?
It's like, how you gentrify the fall of civilization? How do you gentrify the fall of civilization?
A yacht for the end of the
How is that gentrifying?
You got a yacht for the end of civilization.
You ain't even saying I'm gonna be humble.
I need room.
You don't want a schooner. You're not gonna be humble with it. You
need, take the big boat. I need room.
Okay. Okay.
I need space.
All right, cool.
Oh, because nobody else is going. So if the world ends, you wouldn't get a bigger spot?
No.
Well, what? No. At sooner or later, I'm gonna take the entire 14th floor buildings in Red Hook once I get my peoples together and get back to shit.
Exactly.
You figure, out a way to get to the city and get my niggas to come through. No, that whole three buildings is gonna be ours. All of the people.
Exactly.
And
we break bigger spot.
We break in walls through every fifth floor so we can have one big Like I have a contingency plan, but it all revolves around Red Hook.
If you get a big ass boat
at this time,
right at the sooner fall of civilization. Everybody's panicking. You get a big ass boat,
Keanu,
you become a big ass target.
Keanu realized boats work on fuel.
Who's gonna maintain the boat? Who's gonna help you, like, dock the boat? Who's gonna help you steer the boat? There's so much shit. We don't know how to steer boats.
And we don't know how to refuel the boat.
So you
and you're gonna steal a nigga yacht that was low on gas. That shit gonna get right to Sheep Sand Bay.
Your trip lasted from fucking Brooklyn to fucking Manhattan.
What? Why are you even blowing the horn?
He could be in the middle of like,
what are you doing?
Coast Guard is over. Shooting flares at no one. You gonna shoot a flare, little kid gonna shoot that shit with a 9. Pop. They ain't coming to look for me. Nah, I'm good, man.
Shit.
What they call that shit when you get stranded in the
You're mocking those that are stranded thinking about these motherfuckers 4th of July shooting up flares.
Don't worry, the time will take me back to Miami.
Yeah, gonna take you back to Lynn, right? New Jersey land. Now you gotta deal with the Newark Muslims.
Oh. No offense.
You can pull up right by the Hall of Science.
Yeah, yeah, safe.
He's gonna come. Hey man, have you heard about the prophet?
Just to get out of there, hell
man.
Yeah, I heard about him.
So go, you can join
me. You had the Hall of Science.
I'm just adapted to
you
get
go
out.
Down. You go. You go down memory lane, smelling the, you know, the odors of milk.
And the chocolate milk.
And the chocolate milk.
Just like mommy's.
From Wakanda.
Oh. Yeah, but not for nothing.
She said this was white or chocolate oatmeal when I asked her about the clumps in the
milk.
Nah,
my son said chocolate oatmeal. That's super nasty.
Ew.
I can see a little kid doing it today, though.
I can.
I put quick in my oatmeal.
Nasty.
But, yeah, if civilization was to fail, I'm thinking whatever skills you have that are applicable and important and good now, civilization falls, just play a role. Don't jump out the window and go be somebody else.
So what would your skill be?
I got mad skills.
Your skill?
I got mad skills. Well, like, a lot of them.
Choose one.
One skill?
One.
That I gotta stick with?
Yep. You said stick to what you know.
Ooh, yeah. But what if it's...
That's what I'm sticking with.
What if it's instead of a skill, what if you had to put yourself in a class?
Like, you know what I mean? Rebuild society?
That's what I said.
But like you got a video game. You got a Call of Duty video game. You got to pick a class that you go to war with. Like,
support,
what would your class be?
Support, engineer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, what would your class be for, like, that end of civilization?
Oh, I'm going to be like a hunter melee guy. Like Daryl from Walking Dead. Yeah, that's my class.
Yeah, you're more like Daryl. Yeah. I see that.
I could fight. I'm leaving y'all niggas for 6 months. I'm going to watch y'all, though, and make sure y'all good every once in a while. Once you make a bad decision and we in a group together and I don't want to clip you myself, yeah, I'm going to go make a tent with my dog. You'll be back. And stop trying to give me your cootie cat, old chick. What was her name?
Carol.
Carol. She stayed trying to smoke Daryl. Carol Daryl. Ooh, it's fine. I'm trying to be a D-Sarrow.
What class you'll be in?
Pretty much the same.
Me and Angel was talking about fighting the devil if he came out of a portal in the back of the bar.
So,
a portal to hell opens up.
I'm with Quark on that.
Get up out of here. We gonna fight these. I don't know what happened or how that came up. We were both dead ass.
I know we were actually. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
And demons come out. I'm gonna fight them. The girls was like, "Why you gonna fight them?" So I give y'all a chance to run.
We
they
did.
Gotta make babies.
Yeah.
I think about the society.
We had a crazy conversation about
kill the babies.
Fighting devils.
Over the yes questions.
Wow, you mad petty.
Super
anyway.
Petty. You killed the kids. I'm petty. Oh, so you don't know what porn is. Wait, you started with the porn. You did something else with the kid. He was a male porn
bathrooms.
Star. You was. Do you know what a bathroom is?
Which was a little
I didn't
weird.
Say, do you know what a bathroom is? I said, do you lock the bathroom when you go in? That's what I meant, like, at the bar.
Wait, where's the bathroom? Well, it's not true.
We have outhouse.
We have an outhouse.
Oh, what class you're in? Mars, I mean.
Trying to think of what.
Tank?
Probably.
Tank. Yo, y'all really on some real video game shit? There's no tank. Such thing as a tank in real life.
I wouldn't. I would be probably a shield.
Like there's no such thing as a shield in real life.
Yeah, like, and SWAT's the person in the front.
With the big ass riot shield.
Carrier shield.
Yeah.
Willing to take damage in order for everyone else to live.
Yeah, but.
What if you take too much damage and you deplete your health bar?
No, but I'm saying that's.
Shot to the head in real life.
I'm saying that's my class. I'm not saying that I'm just going to be in front. I'm saying what I would do. Like, y'all can do all that melee run hunting shit. I'm not running nowhere. You see how big I am? My ass ain't getting far. Like, I'm not about to run.
Hold on, though. That's your body. And you already saying, I'm not running if this shit happens
tomorrow.
Why
don't you just Uber,
man? This nigga learn how to operate a yacht. and you ain't even trying to run.
Lawrence, you can Uber.
He's realistic. He's not.
You can Uber, bro.
Who's coming to Uber? I didn't say.
I was going to learn how to use the phone. I said I'm going to hit a button, and I'm going to learn how to use it. Fuck it. Ubers is still going to pull up there and learn how to use it.
Okay. My friend.
Matrix. That's how everything works.
All right, really?
My friend,
all
you right. give
I'm
five stars.
I'm going to go on YouTube and learn how to do it. Oh. That's how you do everything today. Civilization is over.
YouTube is gone.
There you go. You're on point. YouTube is gone.
No more YouTube.
So just fucking stare.
All right, cool.
Just to see how it goes.
I'm arguing with all the Uber drivers.
I'd rather have a kayak. Like, if there was no civilization, I'd rather have a kayak than a yacht.
Well, because it's man-powered instead of like...
And I'm in full control, and it doesn't need a battery.
Well, like, it's not as fast as the yacht, but it's going to be funny as hell watching Keon stop at the bottom of Manhattan while his little kayak goes by.
I told you to get with me. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Stroke, y'all looking for gas.
And I'll be above you in an Uber helicopter.
You saw that. I'm just kidding.
I'll be in a kayak also.
I've been seeing you. Remember the little kid that shot down your flare?
He gonna shoot his helicopter down too. Same nine, Far Rockaway. Pop, pop. Yo,
I'm gonna have a stunt double of myself in that chopper, so I'm still around.
So you hiring actors?
Look, he gonna try to aim for the trees like the movies. He gonna blow right the fuck up.
You're gonna get caught on the power line.
I'm gonna be pissed off, man. Being in the middle of a shootout, and I'm like, where's my sword?
You're not one of those guys, right? You gonna try to pull out like one of those Dragon Ball things?
Man, I'll do the Indiana Jones shit. Give me my rope, man. I got the Indiana Jones.
You can have a whip. You got that blicky too. Like, son came out with them swords to see where that got his ass. Not today, Satan.
All right. You have your sound effects. I have mine. The whip. Plaka.
Okay.
Wow. What whip makes that sound? That shit hurts.
That shit snap back. Hit your friend.
That's that slow pain.
My own whip, and I do a placard, and then I realize like a little while later that I'm missing an eyebrow and shit.
Wait, what?
I'm just missing an eyebrow, man.
Your eyebrow is on the fucking yacht with Keon.
No, it's on the tip of the rope. It's on the tip of the whip.
You know what? Fuck you, Lawrence. And your Ubers that don't exist because civilization is gone.
I'm just doing it to argue with Uber drivers. Like,
it's all right. I can single, quack and be like, yo, come pick me up.
You going to run out of kayak? Yeah. Your kayak?
What, you going to sit right here?
No. No.
And put your legs that
way. I'm going to swim. Look, I'm going to swim and help push.
You ever been on a kayak?
I'm going to swim and help push.
See, this mad small. Where I'm picking you up at?
It's a one person. Yeah, you got a one person, you got a two person.
You ever been on a kayak?
I'm getting a two person kayak. You said full of civilization.
Man, listen.
I'm not bringing a plus
what
one
you
to
know.
The end of mankind.
Have
get
you
yourself
ever
a,
been on a kayak?
Get no. Yourself, no, get I yourself a two person.
I love kayaks.
Set up a meter. Get yourself a two person. Set up a meter, and then you good to go.
You gotta get the flow. Telling you. There's nothing hard about a kayak.
I was in Mexico doing that shit. I was like,
my full of civilization.
That's not a kayak, bro.
I'm gonna get a telescope.
No, That's a rowboat. You got a
telescope and watch everybody make all these weird ass decisions.
Kayak's got one thing.
And
man.
Then you have to.
It's a boat.
And you do like this.
You
right?
can do this or this like, or you can pull it.
That's what I.
This is a rowboat. That's not a kayak.
Yeah, kayaks, you have one.
Yeah, one thing and you go side to side. Check that shit as hard as fuck.
Yeah, that's the wave right there. Once you get your rhythm, on the kayak, you're good to go.
I can't swim, so I'm not going in the water.
I had to drop. I dropped my wife off on the beach. Fucking with a kayak. Yo, word to mommy. I ain't even lying. We was in Jamaican shit. She wasn't pulling her weight, bro.
Chopped off?
Turned this bitch around. And went right back out. Not here enjoying the free ride. Because they got the singles and the doubles. She like, let's take a double. Like, yo, let's take two singles. So we could like, you know.
Just be next to each other.
Set off to Doug Lee with his wedding when we did the kayak jousting. But I wanted to go kayak jousting.
You
mad
fun. Stupid.
We're stupid. It was a you bunch of stupid niggas on the beach. A lot of us. But yeah, I wanted the kayak job. She's like, now let's do the double. She not rowing. Nah, sis.
Okay.
Turn that bitch right around.
Forget my class.
Shout out to Grand Bahia.
Forget my class.
Forget your class?
Yeah. Wait, ain't done? It's still on. You ain't even picked your class yet. You're going to be a class of your own with that fucking
yacht.
You're going to be classy.
Specialist.
Yeah, you're going to be a special niggas.
It's not going.
Keon's whole life in the Fall of Civilization is going to be trying to figure out how to drive that yacht. And then when that shit run out of gas.
I would die on the boat like, this shit not working. Nah. I would do, probably supporter or so. I'm not sure.
Y'all niggas really brought this shit to video games. It's a real life thing. Since we
that's
gonna
how
be
we are now.
All right, so I'm going to pick a class. I'm going to be a Goku. He's
that
from video
is
games.
Not a class.
Yeah, he is. He's a goat. I'm gonna be a Saiyan.
You can't be a Saiyan in Fall of Civilization.
Oh, but you can have a yacht.
You can steal a yacht. You can steal a yacht. That's possible. But you cannot fly.
I can't steal a race.
No.
Fuck.
Your hair, your dreads is not toning gold, bro.
I'm cutting this shit off until it starts.
You're not gonna turn Super Saiyan because you're kind of your dread.
But y'all talking about video games with classes and shit. That's
no,
real life.
There's
no
like
such thing as a class. You take the things you currently have and you apply them to your situation. You don't just change what you are.
Yeah, but that's a characteristic, though. It's not a class.
No, these are real classes. These are abilities and skills.
Well,
that's what
you just said. There's no class.
Classes? No. Classes are. Oh, I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm gonna pick assault class, like you striker class or tank class.
Oh, no,
that's something you can change when you press select. But you can't press select in real life, nigga.
So you just made your, it's just your attributes in life. What do you
your actual talents and skills that you currently have.
You said tank. You
said bring
hunter.
Those forward. Yeah.
You said hunter.
You bring those
you
things
said
forward.
I
but
said
you can't just
support.
Pick a class. What's support? What's support? What are the skills and abilities that go into support?
Well, it is healing, shit like that.
Healing. How do you heal people in real life if I can't be a saint?
Make them laugh. Laugh, bitch. Feel better. Yeah. But I still get busy.
Stick a All right, Dende.
Don't call me Dende.
He healed.
He's the most useless person.
He's that really
day.
Not.
Except that day he killed everyone.
Oh, so I mean, like, you know, I beat it, nigga. What's up? Where we going? Fuck it.
You be it. I just don't.
What?
Like, I get where the confusion is coming in right now. Like, just pick. Pick your best, something you'd be best at and put that forward, right? Like if you have survival skills, of course you'd be able to either teach people how to survive or you yourself would survive with the skills you've learned.
I'm thin to hurt. I'm teaching females.
You're selfish. And I don't blame you.
Think about it.
I don't blame you. Think about it.
Y'all niggas gonna die.
We talk about it.
Woo, back to the what's it called? Solomonic dynasty. Yeah, I want 35 wives too. I can't have 35 wives with y'all niggas around. Hey, I teach you how to farm tomorrow.
That'd be interesting.
You gonna figure out how to get to
yeah.
Dubai.
Hey, when we get a chance, we'll set up your cistern next week.
And in the middle of you setting up that civilization, you just go here. Keon gonna drop.
Yeah. Not yet.
I figured it out, guys.
Is that God?
Did you guys have fuel? ran out.
I can't get the cap off. Anybody know how to get the cap off the fucking thing?
It's too heavy.
He finally gets the barrels of crude oil and can't get the cap off the gas.
I'm yelling down from above, you guys all right? And my Uber chopper.
And here go this nigga doing a lap like Tom Hanks.
First Wilson! All, you run out of gas before me. You're in but the air.
He can always land on your shit and take your gas that you don't know how to use.
I hope your yacht has a helipad, because I'm landing on that motherfucker. One way or another, I'm landing on that yacht.
And he's like, sure, I'll fill you up. Let me know when you need to go. Siphon your shit. Yeah. Oh, no. You got to take the cap off, but I have to connect it to yours because, you know, pressure and pumps.
Just how this shit works,
you got to put a whole hose in your joint, pull it back out, stick it in your finger. Yeah, we should be full soon. No problem.
We're good.
Go in there and start it up. Wait, let me get this hose out. Go in there and start it up. Here come this nigga again.
Andrew, you son of a bitch.
And I'm just gonna be like, yo,
like Star Trek, like the con.
I'll be like, yo, Keon, keep up. You gotta keep up.
You stole my shit.
Yo, I got you next time, I promise, man. You're gonna be right here though, right? You're not going nowhere, right? I'm bringing all this food I'm going to steal from Fairway and Red Hook, because they all left. They left the first day.
By the way, did I leave a glove down there?
Oh, it's a glove, right? That's a nasty glove. Have fun with
her. And then we'll be like, yo, what's up with Lawrence, by the way?
Oh, I told you, I'm watching all this happen.
Lawrence is on Atlantic Avenue.
I'm like, where is he at? Where is he at? Oh, man.
Word.
Like, come get something.
Lawrence is still in.
You know what? I'm all. My chopper's all fueled up. I'm going to go back around. I'm going to see if
he's
I can find him.
He's going to throw an axe at your fuel tank.
He's going to be a tank guy. He got duct tape axes on his whole body. Hatchets, axes. Hey, come for me if you want. He's just going to be like this. Two axes in his hand, axes everywhere.
Not if I'm like over a megaphone going, I'm like, oh, you with what?
Oh, you don't think he can hit you? He's a deadeye. He's an assassin. I'm convinced.
He'll recognize me.
I'm gonna be like, I can't see for shit. Don't.
Yeah, he's blind as fuck.
Yeah,
he going.
That's mad scary. This nigga honed his senses.
And he's accurate.
Like Blind Fury.
I had to flash a light in his face so he can't see where he's throwing.
His head going straight.
Be like. Yeah, yo, Lawrence, yo, Big L, I'm just coming to get you, man.
And he picking the axe out of your face after, like.
I'm gonna be like, Angel, as long as you're not taking me to no yacht.
Nah, I'm gonna.
Yo, I'm gonna try to get your shit spinning through a yacht party.
Nah, I'm gonna drop you off. I'm gonna drop you off at Quark's. You know,
what's the co-
it's what? Kayak
on his lap?
It's a two person. He's got a meter set up.
He dropped off his wife, so it's empty.
Nah, he got an Uber meter set up
who
on
says
that.
He's in his kayak, nigga. Keon gonna be like, cover charge. Yo, 10 ounces
he
of
named this,
10
he,
ounces of gas.
Quark named
cover
this
charge petrol.
Yo, Quark named this
one barrel.
Quark named is Kayak Castaway.
Kayak Quark?
Castaway.
KK.
Oh, here we go. KK.
Kayak Quark Castaway.
Okay, it's like a Konami game.
He in and out. He got on water shoes and a tank top.
He's wearing like bootleg replica Tevis.
Wearing clothes. I'm out
the individual like, toe shit.
I'm out there like this. Like, I'm meaning to get my cardio back. Oh, this shit's fine.
He the only nigga that I know that be on a kayak trying to find a jewel charger. Like, I'm running down.
Yo, you reached on that one. That was good, though.
I'm a 1-500
plug it in. He plugging in his jewel charger to a coconut.
Nah. I'm going to plug it to those New York City shits on the sidewalk.
He's going to place it on a tree branch in denial that it's like solar. It's like solar charge.
And they climb on the top of that shit. Y'all see the shit that you use the phone out of New York City things?
Yeah.
They got USB plugs.
Yep.
Now you let me, I got to put something else in my bug out bag. I need the USB charger for my jewel. Good looking.
So you sitting here in the kayak going around New York. You're not trying to leave New York.
I'm waiting for niggas to die.
Why don't you just take Baby Yoda with you, man.
Everybody in New York City is dead.
Baby Yoda can recharge your devices.
I told you what I'm going to do with that baby in the cooler.
Oh, come on, man.
Foo.
Oh, like Deadstrom?
Yes.
Just make sure you get him some earbuds.
Oh, that new game with the dude you was talking about, Daryl? He's in the game and it's like a baby in a freaking...
Is it called Dead Strand or something else?
Dead Stranded, yeah.
Dead Stranded?
Dead Stranded.
I've sold it, but I'm not getting that game.
No, it's terrible. No. You're a UPS man. Dude. That's all you are. You're delivering packages to somebody.
They put Norman Reedus in a video game. It has to be a terrible game. It has to be. Because we like Daryl.
Yeah.
So if you put Daryl in a video game, it's a bad game.
Yeah, but he's a UPS man now, which is crazy.
They're selling me Daryl. I'm not buying it.
Daryl's you. You think Daryl used to deliver shit?
No, you're selling me.
Oh, Daryl. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Not the game. It's something wrong with the game.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was like, okay, maybe it's just worth checking out since you see that guy. But then I'm like, the whole concept of the game is you're delivering a package to another place that's, it's the apocalypse, and you're delivering another place to another civilization.
And one of the packages happens to be a baby?
No, that's just help you see the shit that's trying to kill you. The baby helps you see the shit that's trying to kill you. That's
like,
all.
Like Quattro?
Yeah, like Quattro from like Total Recall.
Basically, types. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, we good. We don't.
So you carry it on your chest, and once it starts going on, you can't see it.
Wait, you can't see the baby?
No, you can't see the shit that's trying to kill you, but the baby can.
Nah, we good.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game. That's dumb.
Good fight, good night, Daryl.
That don't even sound good.
It doesn't. You're sitting there traveling back. All you doing is going back and forth to places that you've already met.
Don't
3 seconds ago.
We made that video game. This is y'all bad. I don't blame nobody
whoever
else.
Whoever bought my, that game is stupid.
I don't blame nobody else for my kids being ugly. You should.
Damn. Wait, what?
Hey.
That just does not sound like
if you're ugly kids,
an
you're
appealing
blame
game whatsoever, man.
If the person says your kid is ugly, you gonna blame them? Hey, ugly kids. If you made a bad video game, you don't complain about the person that said it back.
Shit.
That is fucked up. And I feel we should end up on that.
Yeah.
You start talking about people's ugly kids, that's when they just start getting offended.
Every time my kids are ugly, I'm
saying that. Fuck them kids.
You're not ugly. You're just not pretty.
What? Wait, what?
You're not ugly. You're just not pretty.
That's what I'm saying. Sunko the Fly Me to the Moon vibe and just wrote it.
Yo, that's just another week to talk about it, man. We holla at y'all later, man.
Yeah, for real.